Bobby Wine is Uganda's most famous singer. He is also one of the most vocal critics of Uganda's President Museveni. We spoke with Bobby Wine last year when he was in the United States to receive treatment after he'd been badly beaten by the Ugandan military. He returned to his country despite threats against him. Now he's back in the U.S. and joins us again in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Scott.
How are you feeling? You recovered?
Well, I've not completely recovered, but I'm hopeful. My spirit is what's most important. I feel it's strong.
What happened after you returned to Uganda, after we spoke last fall?
Well, the day I returned to Uganda, as soon as the plane landed, it was surrounded by the military. I was dragged out of the plane and arrested on the tarmac, bundled into a military car, and so many military and police cars and personnel were following. I did not legally enter the country because even my passport was not signed. And I was driven on breakneck speed until I was delivered to my house, and then my house was surrounded by the military and police.
Yeah. And how long did that go on?
Well, that went on for just a few days. Not a single day I leave my house without police following me. I've been blocked from attending any public gathering, not even church.
But you say in your songs you don't consider yourself an enemy of the military. Let's even play a clip, if we can, from your song, Afande.
Afande chana di, yani, inumiru chana di. Why you really want to keep your people down?
Why you really want to keep your people down? You believe you and the military and the people of Uganda all face a common enemy.
Yeah, I have said it before, and I continue to say it to our brothers and sisters in uniform, that we actually not fighting them, we are fighting for them. When I was reading the news from back home, the policemen and women were complaining about their pay. They have terrible housing conditions, they have terrible salaries, they face so much injustice, especially in promotions. They face the same plight like we do, or even worse. So it was a call to them to remind them that this that we are fighting for is a cause that will better them lives as well.
You're wearing a red beret in our studio and on the street, I assume, when you got here.
Yeah.
It says, people power, our power.
Yeah.
Could you wear that red beret back home in Uganda?
Well, this red beret has been criminalized back home, of course, without citing any law. Museveni has always used all the institutions of state for political repression to always persecute his political opponents. Indeed, it was said that anybody that is found wearing this red beret risks life imprisonment.
President Museveni has been in office 5 terms, I gather.
Yeah.
What are your biggest arguments against his rule?
First of all, it's a deceitful rule. He lied to the people of Uganda that he was returning democracy, and he promised that he was going to rule for 4 years and return power to civilian rule. It is 34 years later. Museveni's regime is a military dictatorship that has overlooked gross human rights, massive corruption, massive unemployment, the deterioration of the education and health sector, and all that we need to put it to an end. We want to return the rule of law and re-empower the citizens of Uganda so that finally power goes back to the hands of the people and the leaders are true servants of the people while the people of Uganda reign supreme.
And we should note you're running against President...
Sure, I am running against President Museveni in 2021.
That can't be safe.
It certainly cannot be safe to run against a dictator, but it's even more dangerous to sit down and resign to fate. Uganda is the second youngest country in the world. More than 80% of Ugandans have never seen another president. So while it's dangerous to challenge an entrenched dictatorship, we know that it has been done before. It was done in Gambia, it was done in Sudan, and it will be done in Uganda.
Uganda's elections are their own business. Are you asking the American government or the American people for anything?
First of all, I want to pass a vote of thanks on my behalf and on behalf of the people of Uganda. Since last year, when we were asking the United States to hold the administration in Uganda accountable and to make the observation of human rights and the rule of law as a precondition for cooperation. We've seen the United States evoke the Magnitsky Act, and the former police chief who presided over gross human rights abuses has been denied entry to the United States. And not only that, like many dictators around Africa and indeed around the world, fear one major thing: the camera, the spotlight. Keep the spotlight on us, and most importantly, to the United States citizens, mainly the Ugandans and Africans in the diaspora, to continuously do what they can to hold these leaders accountable. We request them not only to pay attention during the election, but before and after the election, because we know the dictatorship in Uganda is bent on unleashing terror and the people of Uganda.
Mr. Wine, can you be a musician anymore? Can you perform in public safely?
I am a musician, but I'm not allowed to practice my profession. My music was abolished and my concerts were blocked. President Museveni himself came out on BBC recently and he said the reason why is because I had come to the United States and exposed the corruption and misrule of his government. And he has since branded me an enemy of Uganda's progress.
Bobby Wine, musician, Ugandan opposition leader. Thank you so much for being back with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Scott.